Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. It's 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.1. Did you just hit my microphone?
I'm sorry.
Did you actually, honest to God, hit my microphone as I was promoting?
Check,
as
are
I was
we on?
Anyway. All right, so where was I? Oh, yeah, you download the River Network app and then click River Talk, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. You can also see this train wreck. I mean, this show today.
Now we're out of time.
Jesus.
I'm sorry.
You're not sorry at all. There's no remorse in that apology whatsoever. You can also see the show, the Facebook live stream event on the River Talk Facebook page. Hi, how you doing? And there's Tammy.
Tammy, my handler.
There you go. There's Tammy back there. Okay, we got to move these mics, these arms around. Anyway, Dom.
So back to what you were asking.
Dom DeFelice is running for the Republican Party nomination for Belmont County Commissioner, and he is the owner of roughly a 10 different franchises of.
I own the franchise company DeFelice Brothers Pizza.
Okay, cool.
And then I have franchisees who own the locations.
Okay, that's what I was.
Thank
that's
you.
What I was going to say.
Just trying to help. You're not going to invite me back, are you?
And now he's a mind reader too. Just imagine that. I don't know. All right. So yes, you were going to finally answer one of my questions.
How?
Yes.
Yes. Well, I'm going to work closely with Larry Mary on the Port Authority. Mm-hmm. I hope.
Yeah.
I worked with him before.
The cracker plant?
Yes.
How did that work out with Larry Mary?
It's going.
How did that work out with Larry Mary, huh?
You know
what?
Overnight success takes about 10 years.
Hey, the big company out of Singapore, wherever the hell it is in Asia, backed out.
Yeah.
That was a third of $1 billion or
Dylum.
Something. That was
Dylum backed out during COVID.
Yeah, that was.
PTT's not out.
Yeah, but
PTT actually owns the property.
But are we ever going to see the cracker plant?
I hope.
I mean,
we're close. If we're going to see it, it's going to be in the next year or two.
When you're county commissioner, that would be great.
That would be great.
Yeah, would it?
That'd be a feather. When are you,
you
would invite me back on cutting. Then. He'd be saying, wait a minute, this guy was a mind reader.
Exactly.
No,
exactly.
I'm
exactly.
Not. Okay. But I do know that I'll work hard to do it. We've worked hard for the contract that we developed. And if I can, I want to expand on it a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, Shell came in and was proposing to do that plant first.
Yeah.
And we couldn't strike a deal. They didn't like it, and they went on. And they went to Monaca, which I hear that has its troubles up there.
Well, yeah.
Well, you have to ask why.
Yes, why?
Did they overbuild? Is it too big?
Yeah.
I know one thing that I saw personally.
What?
They didn't invest in the community. You have to reinvest in the community. I've done that all my life. And the PTT folks are promised to invest. And they didn't only promise, they put it on paper. They signed a $30 million contract with our Shayside schools to give us $30 million when they break ground. Okay.
The school district.
Yes.
Okay.
They also paired with me township. They also paired with, I believe, the commissioners. I don't know the exact deals they did with those folks.
Yeah.
But they want to build a community. What my hope and dream is for Belmont County is if the cracker plant comes, when those workers come in, they don't come in. The horror stories of Monaca where they stayed, you know, drank all night and busted up the hotels.
Yeah.
Well, I want families to move in, buy homes in the community, send their kids to our schools, and the spouse or siblings work in businesses
but
like mine.
But how do you get them to do that? How do you get it to not be another Monaca cracker plant? You pass a law? I mean, what do you do? But how do you make it happen?
You talk with them. You work with them.
Yeah.
We develop these things. Dylum wanted...
The company.
Dylan, before they backed out, had dreams of making one section of our old school a STEM center.
That's
you know?
Great.
Yeah, it was great, great idea. So then COVID hit, and then the next administration, you know, wasn't for oil and gas, so it never got any traction.
Well, here, this one is for oil and gas, the Trump administration, but I don't see any action with the cracker plant in Dilley's Bottom. So... Where's the action? Because now we've had the Trump administration for over a year.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, we're still, I don't see any, he's
like
stuff in the Middle
like
East,
him or
I
not,
see.
Like him or not, he's had a lot of ground to cover.
Well,
so
no question.
I'm sure that the wheels are turning in the background.
Boy,
we just haven't heard yet.
I hope so.
Now,
yes.
PTT owns the site.
Yes.
And I've had people say to me, well, just tell them, boot them out and, And
do what?
Put something else. Yeah, and that's
and
what
do
I said.
What?
What do you have to go there?
Yeah.
That's what my job's going to be. To help find stuff to go there. To help find stuff to go all over Belmont County. There's a lot of great land in Belmont County. There's a lot of flat land in Belmont County.
Sure.
And I hope to work with the commissioners, Larry, Mary, and the people of the county to help, and the businesses to help bring other businesses into the county. It's hard,
yeah.
But it's not impossible. It's a little bit every day. Yeah. You have to talk to people. You have to have a dream. I had a dream of having a little pizza shop. And the guys at Eastern Plating, when I was getting ready to get laid off, laughed at me.
Really?
You're going to have a pizza shop. And when I came back, they're going, yeah, you were going to have a pizza shop? You never said you were going to have 10 stores. I said, well, the dream was to have a pizza shop. But then from there, you grow.
That's great.
You have to start
somewhere. They actually laughed at you?
You have to start, yeah.
They actually laughed at you? Those bastards.
I know.
Oh, my God. Well, okay, we have some time. I'd love to have him come in. I'm serious. I would. Oh, there. Yeah, tell me all the dirt on Dom. By the way, you also do lots of nice things throughout the valley. I saw you on TV last night. Big one of those oversized checks. Talk to me about some of the... You actually do lots and lots of...
Thank you.
Good,
I appreciate
public
that.
Affairs stuff. You really do. Talk to me about what I saw on TV last night.
American Heart Association. Yeah. We've been donating through the help of our wonderful customers and our hardworking franchisees and managers. We have been able to donate thousands of dollars to the American Heart Association.
Over the years, how much money have you donated, roughly?
Last check, I have to ask my handler.
Okay. Tammy, how much?
I think it's over 50, 60,000.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, at least.
Oh, my God.
We don't really keep track. I told you, I'm not one to keep score. We do it because we care and we want to help.
Yeah.
And it's a great thing.
Yeah, that's okay. Now, also, the Heart Association, you do something special with the pizzas. Tell me about that.
Heart-shaped pizza sales.
Yes.
Yes. That's where we gain the money to donate to the American Heart Association. Every year during Valentine's Day, 12th, 13th, 14th, we sell heart-shaped pizzas, and we donate $1 from every one we sell to the American Heart Association.
Is the recipe different for the heart-shaped ones?
No, just a shape.
Just the shape. How popular are they?
This year I
Tammy's laughing.
Told people.
Tammy's laughing.
I actually heard her laugh. She's not even on the microphone.
We get,
and I heard her.
They are so popular.
That woman there, I heard her laughing.
Tammy.
Yes.
It is so popular that we get yelled at a lot.
You get yelled at?
Oh, because we're late, behind, not. So
seriously?
Yeah. Well.
It could take longer to make them. Is that the problem?
We're so busy.
Oh,
you can't
okay.
keep up.
Okay.
So this year I did make a plea to the people. I said, look, if you're in a hurry, buy roses. I said, but please have consideration. We will sell the best pizza we can sell and do it as fast as we can. But and I'll tell you that the folks are really understanding.
Yeah. Oh, so, I don't doubt that for a second.
Yeah.
You also do other stuff as well in the community. Tell me about that.
Where do you want to go?
What is near
I help
and
with
dear
our yeah, church festival?
Yes,
we're bringing that back. St. Mary's,
And St. Mary's is in
Shadyside.
Okay. The Italian festival.
The Italian festival. I was on the board of that.
Right.
For several years. Again, I was looking up how many years. I don't even know.
It's a huge
to help
event.
Keep,
just huge.
It's not as big as it used to be back in the day.
Well, there were more
in prime
people
time.
Here. There were more people
correct.
Here. Yeah.
It was an amazing
deal.
Thing. Yeah. Yeah. I would like to see it focus more on Italian specialty. But it's difficult again. You know, when it's easy to sit an armchair quarterback and judge people on what they're doing. But guess what? Those people are in there doing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those people are in there doing it. So that's why I got involved, because I wanted to help. And while I was there, I think we did good things. And, you know, I love playing bocce. We have a bocce tournament over there.
What kind of prizes do you have?
Trophy.
Just trophies? No, you need
money.
You need money. You need money.
Do you want to get lucky? Do you want to donate to the prize package?
Donate?
Did he actually say donate? Are you
I'll
kidding
have Dr.
me?
George's call you, because he's big on the bocce too.
Yeah, you have Dr. George's call Mr. Deep Pockets, who owns this place, and ask him to donate.
DW, that's, right?
Yeah,
DW.
There you go. Jeez. Anyway, other community. Are you still connected with the Shadyside School District?
Absolutely.
Okay. What
15
do you do
years.
There? What do you do there?
15 years. I'm on a school board.
Okay. And what's going on there?
A lot of great things. We've taken it from a deficit to an $8 million surplus.
Oh, that's great.
We are hoping to build a new school. Our buildings are in deplorable shape. It's very difficult to maintain them. We get criticized a lot because we don't do enough. But, you know, you can only do so much with buildings that are in such bad shape. We keep them warm. We keep them safe. We keep them.
What's the
boiler system? You know, $60,000 and.
We'll call Rupert Loudon.
They can
put a new one in. Yeah. I mean, if you got $8 million, put it in a new boiler system.
Yeah, Newman's did.
Okay, well,
we do
fine
that.
Too.
We're doing that. We have all new buses. We were taping buses together when I first got on.
My God.
We now have all new buses. We have a new turf field.
Is the team any good, though?
Well,
Is the team any good? You got a new turf field. You win a championship?
The team is rebuilding.
That would be it. That would be a no. All right, fine. How soon are they going to start winning championships?
They're good. They're just not great.
Okay.
Everybody's good.
Okay, who's your coach?
I can find good in you.
Really? Gee, thanks, Dom. Who's the coach?
Oh, the coach is Michael Koenig.
Okay, and what do you think of him?
He's my nephew.
Why does this not surprise me at all? Oh, nepotism in a school district here in the Valley. Who'd have thunk it?
Unfortunately.
Who'd have thunk it, huh?
Yeah, so unfortunately, when you live in a small area like Belmont County,
you can't help
you're going to find relatives of everybody everywhere.
Yeah. So is he any good as a coach, though?
I think he does a great job.
Really?
I think he's good with the kids. I think the kids are happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I told my son when he was growing up, I said, you know, Dante, it's not about winning or losing. It's about having fun. And I used to tell him that because playing sports. And we were playing bocce up at the Suns one time, and I was losing. And he comes over and he said, Dad, remember what you told me? It's not about winning or losing. It's about having fun. And I said, Dante, but it sure is more fun when you win.
Oh, tell me about it. Yeah. Oh, my God. Tell me about it.
I hope and pray for a better season for the boys. It is more fun when you win, but
his
it
job,
is about
his
the
job
camaraderie.
Is
it is about,
safe.
I, you know, I don't know. So
I do.
Yeah.
All right. we've got a couple minutes left before I give you the last word. What should I have asked you that I didn't?
What should you have asked me that?
Because I don't know what I don't know.
I know.
What should I have asked you?
Wow. Tammy?
What are the three things you want
to? Oh, the three things that I want to accomplish.
Yes.
Because you asked me that.
Yeah.
Tammy, you're going to have to help me out. You know, to bring jobs to Belmont County.
Right.
Higher paying jobs.
Did you hit my microphone again?
I did hit your microphone again.
Is it because it's so difficult to see because it's only like as big as your foot?
You tell me to keep looking at the camera.
Well, yeah, but you don't hit the... What are the other two? Very good.
Okay. Actually, communication.
Mm-hmm.
Bring a better level of communication to the community of what's going on and what the commissioners are doing. Develop a synergy with everybody, with the workers, with the communities. Going around, I started to tell you this in the beginning, going around to the communities, we're all in the same boat. Everybody's struggling with money, you know, revenue to do the things they need to do, water, and health, safety concerns, EMT and fire and those things for the community. It's all great things.
Mm-hmm.
And last night at the council meeting,
Yorkville,
I'm hearing the same things that I heard in Ferry, that I heard in Shadyside, and that I hear at Belmont County.
Okay.
And so to bring all those together and develop a synergy.
Okay, great. We're just about out of time. I always give my guest
the look at my watch.
I always give my guest the last word, even with you. You got about a minute or so to speak directly to our listeners, directly to the voters of Belmont County. Say whatever you like. Dom DeFelice, my microphone is yours.
My name is Dominic DeFelice, and I'm running for Belmont County Commissioner in the May 5th primary. And I would appreciate your vote. To vote for me, you could go to voteforDom.net on the internet, and you can click down, you can donate money, you can join our ground campaign, you can put signs out. All these things would be appreciated. I lived in Belmont County all my life and love it here. Wouldn't live anywhere else, and hope that I can earn your vote.
That is great. Thanks so much. Thank you. I appreciate it. You're quite a ball buster, though, I must tell you. And by the way, buy his pizza, too. It's a very, very good pizza. Buy the pizza, okay? Great.
I did it again.
Did you hit the microphone? Jeez. Let me move this thing out of the way. Holy cow. Okay. Now blame an entire race of people. And he wants your vote. Oh, yes, but the sons and all those damn Italians, they're the ones responsible for me hitting Dimitri's microphone. How do you live with yourself? Tammy,
you have all the wine.
Have him give you a raise, because you have earned it. You have earned it. Honestly. Hold on a second, very quickly.
Do you have any cheese to go with that wine?
DeFelice Brothers Pizza, Dom DeFelice, do consider voting for this. All kidding aside, this is a good guy.
It's been enjoyable.
All right, Mr. Big Willie coming up next.